From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is applying pressure to Congress, pushing lawmakers to get to work again on a health care overhaul. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
One day after the House and Senate return to Washington, Mr. Obama will address a joint session of Congress. He's expected to lay out more detailed proposals for a health care bill and, at the same time, try to win the support of the American public. The speech will be broadcast in the evening, much like a State of the Union address. It's rare for a president to give a formal address to Congress other than the State of the Union, but President Bill Clinton did it 16 years ago this month, pushing for his health care bill. It eventually failed. With this speech, President Obama will try to inject new energy into negotiations, which had slumped this summer. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Firefighters are continuing to make progress containing the massive fire north of Los Angeles. It's 28% contained. Hundreds of firefighters are being released to return to their home stations in California. NPR's Ina Jaffe has this report.
13 strike teams that have been protecting communities in the foothills are being sent home along with 65 fire engines. Many of the evacuation orders for foothill residents have been lifted, though thousands of homes are still in danger. Firefighters are also concentrating their efforts on the east end of the blaze, where it's threatening the San Gabriel Wilderness area. The effort to protect Mount Wilson has been successful so far. That's the location for most of the region's TV and radio transmission towers. It's also the site of an historic astronomical observatory. The state has spent $21 million battling the blaze. The statewide tally for firefighting is nearly $109 million since the 1st of July. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Ximena is now a tropical storm and no longer a hurricane, but Richard Pasch of the National Hurricane Center says it still could create flooding.
It's just gradually winding down, still dumping a lot of heavy rains over portions of the southern half of the Baja California Peninsula and parts of western Mexico.
Ximena made landfall yesterday on a sparsely populated part of the peninsula, and it's been moving northward with winds of 60 miles per hour. In Indonesia, rescuers have been digging through rocks and debris with their bare hands, searching for villagers believed buried in a landslide triggered by a strong earthquake. The quake killed dozens of people and damaged thousands of buildings. A new study from the Pew Research Center says that older Americans will account for nearly all the growth of the U.S. labor force in the year immediately ahead. It says older workers are expected to account for nearly 25% of the workforce by 2016. The reasons: an unprecedented number of older workers likely to hold on to their jobs through the recession because they can't retire, and younger people who are expected to stay in school longer. This is NPR News. Fresh protests have broken out in the Chinese province of Xinjiang less than 2 months after ethnic riots left 200 people dead. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Xinhua News Agency says more than 1,000 people protested in the provincial capital of Urumqi. They're apparently protesting against what they see as the authorities' failure to protect them. Some reports say Han Chinese protesters beat up members of the Turkic-speaking Uyghur ethnic minority. But this is unconfirmed. This demonstration appears to have been triggered by news that 15 people had been arrested in the province for stabbing passers-by with hypodermic syringes. One local television station said 433 Han Chinese have already been stabbed with syringes. The city had been flooded with security personnel after deadly ethnic riots in July between Han Chinese and Uyghurs. Today's protest shows the continuing volatility in Xinjiang and the depth of distrust both between different ethnic groups and of the authorities themselves. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Indian media report 5 people, including a major Indian politician, were killed when their helicopter crashed in a jungle in the south. YSR Reddy was the chief minister of the state of Andhra Pradesh. A piece of space junk, debris from a European rocket, is drifting near the International Space Station and the space shuttle that is linked to it. NASA officials say they now expect it to pass within 2 miles of the space station, and that's 5 miles closer than their earlier projections. But they say they do not think the debris will interfere with a spacewalk that is planned for later today. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.